This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. A study of the troublesome three-way stop in downtown Liverpool has found traffic isn't that bad and that it doesn't warrant installing traffic lights. Engineering firm CBCL presented its findings to council this week about the intersection at Main and Market Streets. David Kopp is a transportation engineer who conducted the on-site traffic study in February.
We found overall that the intersection has sufficient capacity for the current traffic volumes and the future traffic volumes with the current stop control configuration. We found that the traffic signals are not warranted.
Kopp told councillors that opinions about the intersection are mixed. While some believe there's no problem, other pedestrians and business owners told him it is hazardous.
There was a number of folks who identified that cars or trucks were not yielding to pedestrians. They were sort of blasting through the stop signs and just ignoring any pedestrians who were waiting. There definitely seems to be a bit of a lack of trust on the part of the pedestrian that vehicles will actually stop where they're supposed to when they approach the intersection.
Collision data for the area is very limited. There have been 36 reported collisions within a 100-meter radius from 2009 to 2024. Most of those were vehicle collisions. Five of them involved pedestrians.
So it made it very challenging to sort of draw any conclusions or highlight trends or causation between some of these incidents.
Overall, the study found traffic flow and vehicle speeds were within acceptable limits, and it also found that five new housing developments planned for the Mount Pleasant area won't make volumes a problem in the next 10 years. Kopp said some changes could make the area safer for pedestrians. He said combining the through and right turning westbound lanes at the post office on Main Street would shorten the crosswalk there and improve visibility. He said most of the collisions in the area were related to parking spaces at the post office, and the council should consider removing or changing them. Councillors voted this past February to spend $24,000 on the traffic study after a crosswalk collision in January 2024 sent a 79-year-old woman to hospital. The intersection has been the scene of lots of close calls over the years. District 5 Councillor Jack Fancy said he doesn't believe combining westbound lanes on Main Street is enough to protect pedestrians.
I can live with the car to car. You can fix those. Car to pedestrians, you can't fix. And just to combine those lanes, I don't think that fixes it for me.
District 4 Councillor Vicky Amiro said the intersection and the approaches have to be improved to be more accessible for people with visual, hearing, or mobility impairments.
So I think there's a lot of work we have to do there. And if it doesn't warrant traffic lights, maybe put up the lights for the signals for the pedestrians. But I think this is a situation here where we really have to do a lot of, lot more conversation, a lot more work. We just cannot leave it the way it is.
Deputy Mayor Maddie Charlton said that even though the traffic count was done in February, when numbers would be typically lower, she said it still gives a good baseline for council to consider.
And so our conversation with that particular intersection, I think, is far from over, and we should consider if there's any improvements that we can make to the parking there, how we make that the best it can be, given the information that was presented today.
That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.